Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters across the world, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, and it's the program where we discuss the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved Sheikh Habib. Sheikh Habib, salamun alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
We have arrived at verse 61 of chapter 19 of the Quran, chapter Mary. Let's listen to these verses and we will be back for the discussion. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Therein are gardens of perpetual residence, which the Most Merciful has promised His servants in the unseen. Indeed, His promise has ever been coming. They will not hear therein any ill speech, only greetings of peace, and they will have their provision therein, morning and afternoon. That is paradise, which we give as inheritance to those of our servants who were fearing of Allah.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. You just listened to verse 61 onwards of chapter 19, chapter Mary of the Quran. On verse 61, the Quran describes heaven as promised by the All-Beneficent to His servants while they were still unseen. Indeed, His promise is bound to come to pass. Can you explain about this unseen feature of the heaven?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. The meaning of unseen is either two things. Here the interpreters have two interpretations to this. The first one is unseen, that the heaven is unseen. It has not been seen. لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت. No eyes has seen, nor no ear has heard of. It's either this meaning, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised this to the believers, even when they were unseen, yet to come to existence.
Oh, so it could either mean that the heaven is unseen, or the believers who are to dwell there.
Yeah, so Allah has put this promise out, and even He even promised the believers that are yet to come.
Okay, and it goes on to say that indeed His promise is bound to come to pass. God always says this, always emphasizes that His promise will occur. He's addressing the doubt in human beings, that you don't have to doubt this. Can you help us in relieving this doubt?
This really goes back to the factor of bid'ah. It's very important for us to understand the meaning of bid'ah, and I think we've talked about it before, and hopefully we will talk about it more, and especially look at the idea and the concept available in the Ash'ari idea and the school of other school of thoughts other than the Shia. Now, what is important to understand in bid'ah for now is that bid'ah means that what we believe is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power and capability and ability and does whatever He wants. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created gravity, the thing that Newton discovered, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His bid'ah, with His capability, we Shias believe that He has the capability to remove this gravity, and we could be like we're living in space right now with no gravity, and we'll be flying away, and you have to brush your teeth in some specific manner and whatnot. For example, it was written down that I would live, for example, for 20 more years. But then because I smiled at your face, كنت بشاً هشاً معك, thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expand my life. I gave to charity, Allah will expand my life. All these things are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do the Shia state? Even the things that Allah promised, for example, Allah promised that this will happen. Does He also have the capability of doing so? We state that with the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bid'ah does not come. Why? Because He promised. And His promise does not break.
Now, this is very important. I'm going to review this after the break. It's important to understand that bid'ah does not affect God's promises, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's go to the break and we'll be back to review this concept once again.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. So just before the break, Sheikh Habib, you pointed out to something which is a very important concept. The concept of bid'ah means that God can do whatever He wills. But what you pointed out to here is that once He promises something, there is no chance that bid'ah can affect that.
Allah la yakhlif al mi'ad, and this is another verse that we could also use as evidence.
So if God promises that He will take us to hell, is that it, that we don't have any more chance, for instance, to repent?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not promise anyone that He's going to take him to hell. Mm-hmm. Right? And this, of course, al-wa'du wal-wa'id. Right? The difference between the wa'ad and wa'id. What's the difference between the two? We will talk more about that, inshallah ta'ala, with the verses that are talking about hell. But of course, there's this promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if you die a believer with good actions and you're a good dude, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you into heaven. He promised it. He's promising it here.
So this is important to understand that even though we can, God subhanahu wa ta'ala will never change on His promise, on His good promises that He's made.
Yes.
Let's move on to the next verse. Therein they will not hear vain talk. Can we talk a little bit about this vain talk? And you look like it's something that you really want to talk about.
Yes. Why? Because other than the satisfaction of with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we talked about on the previous show, there's something that we talked about, me and you, before coming into the studio, actually. You know how I told you that when someone, you know, annoys me and, you know, hurts me with words, what do?
I ignore them for a few days.
I ignore them forever. Unless they need something from me and they ask for something, then khidmatul mu'mineen, the service of believers. And bil khidma nahna. But at the end of the day, it hurts. When you hear people, you know, hurting you with words, you know, for example, you're living in a big house, you're renting a big house, right? And you're so happy, and then the owner of the house comes, huh, why did you scratch the wall? Huh, why did you do this? Why did you do that? You're happy, you're sitting down and you're just like relaxing and whatnot. The wife comes and tells you, you're thinking about marrying the second one. What bad have I done to you? You're sitting down and you're happy with your children. Then comes your, for example, your neighbor telling you that your child hit my child. And you know, it's very annoying. It's very annoying. Sometimes words annoy people. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, all right, this happiness that I am promising you, it has none of that. It's complete happiness. See, in this world, run, walk, fly, do whatever you want to reach happiness, that pure relaxation, that pure happiness, as-sa'ada, with everything that the concept has, you will never find it. See, I'm sitting down on this comfortable chair, yet I can't move a lot. I'm not relaxed with it. Why? Because when I move too much, it's going to make a squeaky sound, which the producer is going to make me to, you know, repeat my sentence. So that's why I'm not relaxed, even though it's a comfortable chair. For example, I buy a brand new car. I'm not relaxed. Why? Because there's fear that someone's going to steal it. There's fear that someone may, you know, scratch it. I have to change its oil. The tires, I'm afraid that someone might, you know, want to take it away from me. So in this world, there's no such thing as complete relaxation, complete happiness. But in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising you, where you can sit down at the river. You can sit down at the river with your hur al-ayn, relax, drink some of that juice that's available from the rivers of heaven. No one's going to hurt you with the words.
Okay.
Salama, peace.
It's all peace. Let's take a break and we'll be back after that very interesting discussion.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're talking about verses 61 onwards from chapter 19 of the Quran, which describe a heaven. We just talked about what it means that there are no vain talks there and it's all peace. Let's talk about how verse 62 describes heaven as a place where their provision will be given to them morning and evening. Now, our provision is always given to us, even in this world. This isn't something special to heaven. What is so special about the provision of heaven?
Here, of course, there's this thing that is, you know, all Muslims are submitted to, that everything that they want and need, and of course there are verses that talk about it, it's available there. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about a specific kind of, you know, provision, specific kind of blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives at that time. And it's at that time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them these, you know, beautiful blessings, usually at the start of the day and at the end of the day. And of course, there's this question, are there days in heaven? Is there night and day? Do we need night and day? And the answer to that is that some of the interpreters state that yes, like for example, Tafsir al-Amthal. So they say yes, and they know the differences between the dim light and the stronger light and that kind of differences. Anyway, we're going to go to heaven, inshallah ta'ala. We'll see what you
think. Is it really important, is that kind of discussion? Because in the end of the day, it's all about heaven
being the most satisfying place. But there are some things that are important that I wanted to tie up to this. Ahlul Bayt alayhumus salam, when they talk about this verse, actually, where do they put this verse? Al-Mahasin al-Barqi, the book Al-Mahasin by Sheikh al-Barqi, whether it's Ahmed ibn Ali or Ali ibn Ahmed, it's a big debate between the scholars. Anyway, the second volume, because it's two volumes, pages 230, somewhere like that, right? Over there, there's the sayings that the state that to eat twice a day, right? And the imam, a man came to the imam. He told him that I have pain in my stomach. I have a stomach ache. The imam told him to eat twice. Once in the morning, early in the morning, and once at night. Like have breakfast and have dinner. Don't eat anything in between. Then he would recite this verse. There are like three or four sayings over there that have this verse with this topic. And here the imam was bringing up that, don't you read in the Quran that is stated that the blessings are available in the morning and the evening? So there is something specific about these blessings. These blessings are other than the provisions that are available between the hands of the believers inside heaven. These are something that are given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis, and something that, you know, is always renewed and re-given.
And then the Quran goes on to say that this is the paradise we will give as inheritance to those of our servants who are God-wary. Can you explain that in 1 minute?
I think the best place to look at the inheritance, this word, irith, narithu, right, should be looked upon when we look at Moses and Bani Israel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that they inherited the land. And anyway, a quick answer would be that inheritance here means to give them, to own them, to let them own. It's ours, but we're going to let them own it. That's okay. The kind of inheritance.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. I'm pretty sure you had much more to say. But if you missed the program, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, and a lot of Quran recitation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.